Good morning. Welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report, this morning featuring Frontier 4-H Program Manager Joe Hetrick-Anstead, who's joining us this morning. And Joe, last night I understand you had an achievement celebration for your Osage County 4-H'ers.
We did. We started the night off with a taco bar for everyone to enjoy some dinner, and then we had our awards celebration. We had a lot of people turn out for it, and it was just a good time of fellowship and getting to hang out with each other.
This is kind of like the culmination of the entire 4-H year when you put these celebrations on, isn't it?
It is. We really get to showcase all of our 4-H'ers' hard work that they do throughout the whole year, and then really just get to celebrate them and let them know how proud we are of them.
And you have some results you're going to share with us? Is that the way this is going to work?
Yes, I do. So the first results I'm going to share are our clubs that have received purple seals. So clubs have a questionnaire they have to fill out every year with different things that they have done as a club throughout the year, community service, meetings, parties, and just different things that they do. And they have to meet a certain criteria to earn a purple seal, which is the highest seal they can earn. And so we had four clubs earn that: the Linden Leaders, Melbourne Junior Highline, North Osage, and Willing Workers. They all received their purple seals last night, so we're very proud of those clubs and all the work that all of our clubs do. They all put a lot of time and effort into their community service events and just hanging out with each other. So super proud of all of them. Our next award was our 4-H Family of the Year. Every year we have clubs nominate who they think past or present 4-H family really just exemplifies what it means to be a 4-H'er and helps the program out. So this year our 4-H Family of the Year was the Cannon family, and they are members of our North Osage 4-H Club. Both of their kids are very heavy into the sheep project, and Melissa and Chad help with the fair board and help run the Overbrook Fair, and they've just given a lot of their time to helping grow the sheep project and with the fair. Our next award was our Friend of 4-H. This goes to someone the clubs nominate, as they don't necessarily need to be a 4-H member or a past 4-H member, but it's just someone from the community that helps support 4-H'ers, whether it's a business or an individual, and they help just make a difference in these kids' lives. And this year, several clubs actually nominated Dr. Kyle Stromgren. He's a local vet here. He donates a lot of his time and money and energy to our 4-H program. He helps at the livestock auctions by giving a donation to all the kids. He's actually our fair vet for the Osage City Fair. He comes out and checks all the animals that need to be checked and at no cost to us. So we really appreciate his support of the 4-H program. Our alumni award goes to 4-H alumni who not necessarily are an Osage County alumni, but were a 4-H alumni from somewhere, and they give their time to Osage County now. We had two winners this year. They were nominated by different clubs. Our first one was Sharon Thielen. She was nominated by the Willing Workers 4-H Club. She was a previous Osage County 4-H member. She was a member of Melbourne Junior Highline. She has four kiddos that are involved in the 4-H program now. She helps out with her club with the Easter egg hunt, and she uses her 4-H knowledge with the Kansas Corn STEM program where she works currently. Our second 4-H alumni goes to Kyle Stromgren again. He was a previous Osage County 4-H member as well. He belonged to the Burlingame 4-H Club for 12 years. He donates a lot of his time to our county fairs and to our 4-H members with their projects, whether it's going out and helping them with a health emergency or just helping them at the fair. So we really appreciate both of their help growing our program here in Osage County. Our next award is called the I Dare You Award, and it recognizes two individuals in Osage County who exemplify leadership in the 4-H program. These members are nominated by our program development committee. They receive the book I Dare You and a $150 leadership scholarship to put towards leadership training of their choosing. So this year, our two winners were Allie Neisler of Linden Leaders and Brody Thompson of the Willing Workers 4-H Club. Allie and Brody are both second-year members of our Osage County 4-H Ambassador Program and have been involved in many leadership opportunities throughout our county and just really exemplify what it means to be a leader in 4-H and is a good positive role model for all of our younger 4-H'ers. And then our last awards that I'm going to talk about are our new 4-H ambassadors. Every year we have new ambassadors that come on as other ones graduate off. Our 4-H Ambassador Program is for our teen members. It's a unique leadership experience. They have to apply for this. They fill out an application. They have to get a letter of recommendation. And then they have to come in for a formal interview to be part of our ambassador team. Our ambassadors go to county commissioner meetings and talk about it. They've put on a community blood drive. They do games and such at both of the fairs. They really just kind of provide really positive leadership within our county, more so than what our junior leaders do. So our new ambassadors that will be joining us this year are Braylon McNally of Melbourne Junior Highline and Kevin Whitmer of Willing Workers. And they will be joining Allie Neisler of Linden Leaders, Jayton Bossy of Willing Workers, and Brody Thompson of Willing Workers, all three of which who were ambassadors last year and have decided to continue on with us. So we're really proud of all of our hard work that our kids have done. They all turned in great record books this year and really kind of showcased all the hard work that they did with their projects throughout the year. And we couldn't be more pleased with how everything worked out for everyone.
Sounds like a great group of 4-H'ers for sure.
Yes, for sure.
Well, a great night was had by all, it seems like. And so congratulations on another successful year and looking forward to what 2024 has to bring.
Yes, we're all very excited.
All right, Joe, anything else to share with us today?
Just a reminder that if you have not gotten enrolled in the new 4-H year yet, to go ahead and get that done before December 1st so they can stay up to date on all the happenings in 4-H.
All right. Sounds fantastic. That's Frontier Extension District 4-H Program Manager Joe Hetrick-Anstead with us this morning. Again, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yes, thank you.
All right. We'll have our next K-State Research and Extension Report coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40 when we feature Meritazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.